Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 24th of October. The authors of the US Federal Reserve's Beige Book of Anecdotal Evidence across the country have clearly been watching a lot of TikTok. The US economy was described as very modest, very demure. Actually, what they said was it was growing at a slight or modest pace, but it amounts to the same thing. The growth story is the benign growth scenario that is the economic base case for most economists. There is perhaps a little bit more interest in the anecdotal evidence of consumers rebelling against price increases. Profit-led inflation is under assault, and consumers are either refusing to spend at all, or they will be trading down to cheaper options. Profit-led inflation was largely halted earlier this year, which is why inflation rates have fallen. And if there is a more aggressive consumer resistance, disinflation pressures may thus become more pronounced. It was also noticeable that this price sensitivity seems to have extended into the area of spending on having fun. People are still clearly prioritizing spending on having fun, but they are price sensitive or reducing ancillary spending when doing so. The disinflation pressures from retreating profit-led inflation were also, perhaps, on the mind of Bank of England Governor Bailey. Bailey suggested that inflation was slowing more than had been anticipated. Inflation surprises are not actually that surprising during a profit-led inflation cycle. Mathematical economic models do not cope well with profit-led inflation because it's something which doesn't really follow economic cycles. It's an opportunistic expansion of profit margins arising from there being a convincing story to tell customers. That means that profit-led inflation will tend to surprise on the upside as margins are expanded, but the inflation rate will then surprise the models on the downside when consumers push back against the profit margin increases. The economic calendar is groaning under the weight of purchasing managers' sentiment polls today, desperately seeking attention. There are, of course, commercial reasons why these polls need the attention of the media. Sentiment has continually predicted dire economic outcomes, which have not, in fact, transpired, especially on the manufacturing side. We're still not done with central bank speakers this week. ECB Chief Economist Lane and Bank of England Governor Bailey are both speaking for the second time in 2 days, and there are other speakers dotted around as well. At this point, there's something of an embarrassment of riches when it comes to central bank information, and markets are likely to start to suffer from central bank fatigue, in a modest way, of course. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.